Russia's president is imposing martial law in the four regions Moscow annexed from Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is also giving additional emergency powers to the heads of all regions of Russia. This comes after Russia's military suffered major defeats in a counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces in September. The Russian army has admitted that it is facing a very difficult situation in the southern region of Kherson as Kyiv pushes to retake the area. Thousands of civilians there are being evacuated.
Let me remind you that in the territories of the Donetsk People's Republic, the Luhansk People's Republic, as well as the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions, martial law was in effect before they joined Russia. Now we need to formalize this regime already within the framework of the Russian legislation. Therefore, I signed a decree on the introduction of martial law in these four entities of the Russian Federation. It will be immediately sent to the Federation Council for approval.
And Mohamed Jamjoum is in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. But first, let's go to Mohamed Val in Moscow. Mohamed, is it fair to say these moves reflect the increasing pressure the Russian military is feeling?
But there is no doubt, Cyril, that the Russians are preparing for a new phase, a new mood, a new mode of action in eastern and southern Ukraine after the weeks of defeats that everybody has seen, and the Russians are unhappy with that. The leadership has been preparing these things here. We have seen the appointment of Sergei Surovikin, who was head of the operation in Syria, and he's known for his tough-handedness in these types of situations, and we have seen the new campaign of airstrikes across Ukraine after the bridge explosion some days ago. So all of these come together, and this declaration of martial laws today has been awaited as one of the measures that the Russians are expecting, at least at the highest levels of decision-making, expecting to show that the leadership has more measures to take, more action to take, and has not come to the limitations or the limits of what it can do in this war. They want to reverse the situation that's going on in the east and south of Ukraine. They want to prove to their people here that they can gain victory in this war. So a special council for coordination is going to be set up, and vast powers given to the local governors, pro-Russian governors. And also martial law means that the military can do most of what they couldn't do in the past under the law. They can restrict movements of people. They can force people into mobilization. This is no longer a partial mobilization, particularly in those four regions. And even the industry that has been, like civilian industries, will be probably oriented towards military industries and production to help the military. Everything from now on will be used to serve the purpose of victory in this war. And also, we don't know what else can be done in terms of the type of weapons, the type of tactics that they are going to follow to make a difference on the ground.
Mohamed Val reporting from Moscow. Thank you very much. Russia says a